What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
17-year-old Kaylin Zagova received the Spirit of Youth Phoenix Award for her outstanding courage. She survived the removal of a brain tumor and fought to relearn her speech. Alongside these huge obstacles, her family has been dealing with her father's terminal cancer.
I had a brain tumor and my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and I had to have surgery to have that removed. And even though I'm close with my family, I've never been super open about situations I faced. It was easier for me to talk to somebody closer to my age.
Bullying and drama was a big issue for Zagova in middle school. So after she was pulled from her community for a few months due to her brain surgery, she decided that she wanted to get back into her volunteering, and she then started up her own chapter.
These girls have learned to bond with each other. They know it's a safe area. They can be who they are, and everything they say there's confidential. They reach out for help if they need it, or if they just want someone to listen, just be there for them. And I'm so glad I had this opportunity, and I'm hoping it will spread to other middle schools.
Zagova feels really accomplished and is now inspiring and encouraging girls all around her, focusing on anti-bullying and youth-to-youth support.
I'm very proud of myself. I feel like I've done a lot in the community, which was my goal, was just to help out others in need, and to be recognized for that, I feel very honored.
Zagova hopes to expand her movement and continue to help those who are struggling. For Spirit of Youth, I'm Alaska Teen Media Institute reporter Miley Kanahokula.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Your donations bring Spirit of Youth stories to the airwaves. Support for this story comes from Dan Dykgraff and Dr. Denise Danapon.